Wanted to take a few minutes to address what happened earlier this week in New York. On the anniversary, the 46th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, when the Supreme Court legalized abortion, the New York legislation passed the Reproductive Health Care Act, or Health Act. And this new law makes abortion legal up until the time that the baby is born. It states in the law that at any time, when necessary, to protect a patient's life or health. And so they are saying that an abortion can take place anytime up until the point of birth when it is necessary to protect a patient's life, but it also adds health. Now, let's be honest for a minute. Any of you who have been pregnant recognize that if you are pregnant, your health is impacted in some way. It's not just that your life may be affected, but your health may be affected by the pregnancy. And so at any time now in New York, someone could go in and get an abortion right until the time that they are born, the baby is born. To give you an idea of what they're proposing, or what the law now proposes, this is a picture of my son immediately after he was born. He was born right around his due date. Now, according to the new law in New York, a baby like this, just seconds prior, could be aborted at this age. Here, it is up. Yeah, it's up there. As a Christian and as a human being, I want to say that I wholeheartedly disagree with the law that's been put forth in New York. Not only because I believe that abortion is killing babies, but because I believe that God values each life conceived in the womb. Loved or unloved, convenient or inconvenient, planned or unplanned. But now that it's law, I want to address how we as a church and how we as Christians should respond to something like this. What can we do now that it's in place? And as Christians, I want to challenge us to respond in love. To respond in love. The mission of our church is, you hear me say it every week, is to love God and love people and make disciples. And that first part, love God and love people, comes right from Matthew chapter 22, which says, Jesus says in Matthew 22, he's asked what the greatest commandment is, and Jesus responds, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." And then this is the first commandment, and this is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." And so one of the primary duties of a Christ follower is to love. We're called as Christians to love our fellow Christians. We're called as Christians to love our enemies. And we're called as Christians to love our neighbors. And as we know from other teachings, like on the Good Samaritan, we know that there are neighbors are everyone that we come in contact with. So in other words, we are called to love everyone as Christians. And so with this in mind, I want to challenge us to respond in love. And I want to give you four ways that we can do that. First of all, we should love those who have passed this bill. As I've looked on some of the online posts from Christians, I've seen not love, but hate. Now, I recognize that this is a heated debate, and that there is a lot of passion on both sides, and that there's a lot at stake here. But as Christians, we are called to love and not hate. And here's the reality. While certain people have passed this bill, they are not the ones who thought of it. Satan has been trying to get people to kill babies since the beginning of time. And so while it is certain people that have brought this bill forward, it is Satan that's at the root of this. And therefore, our enemy is not the people that proposed the bill. Our enemy is Satan and the demonic forces that oppose Christ. And so I want to challenge you, don't take all your hate out on those people. Show them love. Show them love. And one way that we can show them love is by praying for them. Let's be praying for them. Let's pray that God would change their heart. Let's pray that they would repent of their sins before it's too late. And let's pray that because one day, if they do not repent, they will stand before God and they will have to give an account of what they've done. And I would hate to be one of those people. So love and pray for those people. Second, I want to encourage you to love the orphan and pregnant mother in need. Love the orphan and pregnant mother in need. Instead of us just simply speaking out against it, which is a good start, but instead of just simply speaking out against it, I want to challenge all of us to live out what we're speaking out. Christians should be on the front lines of helping the at-risk moms and the babies. James 1:27 talks about how pure religion is what? It's helping the widow and orphan in need and keeping ourselves unstained from this world. And so may we as Christians help those in need and simply instead of just talking about it. Now, young families in here, I want to challenge you. Think about how you can help the orphans. Think about how you can look, get involved in adoption, even consider adopting or fostering yourself. And if you're past that age where you can do that or don't have the ability to do that, then look for ways that you can help those who are doing it. Adoption is expensive. Fostering is hard. Bringing in a child is difficult. And so find ways that you can support them. Pray for your friends and family that are adopting. Support them. Give them money. Open up your checkbook and ask them, how much money do you need to finish this adoption? And hand over that check. Amen? And do whatever you can. Offer babysitting. Offer just support. Whatever you can. Offer encouragement to them. Help them. Do whatever you can to help the people who are adopting. And lastly, or next, I want to challenge all of us to love our country. To love our country by getting involved in the political system. In other words, I want to challenge us to vote. To vote. Send letters. Send letters. Voice your opinion in love and stand up for what you believe as a Christian. And then finally, and lastly, I want to beg the mothers in here to love the unborn. Love the unborn. In speaking about the new law, the New York governor said this. He said, "Today we're taking a giant step forward in the hard-fought battle to ensure a woman's right to make her own decisions about her personal health, including the ability to access an abortion. Women in New York will always have the fundamental right to control their own body." So what he's saying is that abortion should be made legal because it's a basic right of an adult woman to choose what happens to their body, even at the expense of the unborn child. Now, I recognize that children are a lot of work, and at times they are very inconvenient. From what I've observed, at least, giving birth is not easy. Easy for me to stand up here and say that. But giving birth is not easy. I get it. Even as a man, pregnancy looks tough. But as traumatic as it is, Christians are called to love. Christians are called to put the lives of others in front of themselves. Romans 13:10 says, "Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law." And so women, love the unborn child that's in your womb. Even if you have the right to choose to do something otherwise, love over convenience. Love over convenience.